Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community.
Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and it is great to be with you all, everyone who's tuning in live and those who are listening later. In the month of August 2020, I have been doing a special series of podcasts on nature spirituality, taking a look at women's empowerment and social change. And this month is the 100th anniversary of Votes for Women finally being achieved in the USA. Next week, on August 26th, Women's Equality Day, we are going to celebrate the 100th anniversary of the certification of the 19th Amendment. The last state to ratify was Tennessee, and this week there was some celebrations of the last state finally hitting that ratification piece. But next week, Women's Equality Day, August 26th, is culmination of the celebration. Indeed, in 1971, Bella Abzug introduced some legislation to Capitol Hill, and in 1973 introduced it again, that made Women's Equality Day on August 26th official as the celebration of women getting the right to vote. Tonight, we explore women's aging and transformation that have happened, especially in the last few decades, for women as they've entered into the elder years of life. Transformations through croning rituals. And so I will be sharing with you some information, some experiences, some ideas and perspectives about crones and croning rituals. Now, what is a crone? Old wise woman. That's how many of us are using that word today. Indeed, I have with me, those of you who are on my Selena Fox Updates Facebook live stream, can see me with two other crones, crone images that were given to me by crones, and celebrating the elder years of women's life cycle is what croning is all about. So there's a variety of ways to celebrate the passage into our senior years, and there's a variety of ways of connecting with crone. Many people who are involved in contemporary paganism, Wicca, Druidism, women's spirituality, feminist spirituality, there are so many different paths, including some that would be forms of Christianity and other world religions that are embracing crones and croning. What is a crone? My favorite definition, it's the old wise woman. The word crone, though, hasn't always been seen in such a positive way. Barbara Walker, a well-known author and someone that I've connected with over the years, she wrote a book on The Crone that came out in the 1980s and shared some viewpoints and some information about how that crone word was once revered and then was not. And I'd like to find additional ways to reclaim the crone word. Many of us involved in nature spirituality will use the word crone to represent not only a stage of life for women, but a form of the divine, the wise old goddess, the crone goddess, the grandmother goddess. And croning is about not only women and their life cycles, but connecting with the power of the divine in a variety of aged female forms, crone goddesses. And indeed, I have a workshop that I do on crone goddesses, actually several. One of my more recent ones, Crone at the Crossroads, ways of working with crone imagery and crone divinities as part of a way of personal transformation and attuning to the wise one within us, whatever our age or gender identity. So how do we connect with crones and croning? I'm going to share with you a chant that I sometimes use at crone workshops and at croning ceremonies. And it is one that connects the crone goddess with the mysteries of the nighttime. Crone of magic, crone of night, crone of wisdom and inner sight, crone of magic, crone of night, crone of wisdom and inner sight, crone of magic, crone of night, crone of wisdom and inner sight. Crone, be with us, be in us, guide us tonight and in times to come as we explore aging, as we explore growing more powerful and accepting and wise as part of our aging journeys. As we explore ways to celebrate entry into the senior years of life. I first started doing croning ceremonies early on when croning ceremonies started emerging. Croning ceremonies have been around since at least the 1980s, and indeed, I started working with the crone early on in my priestess life in the 1970s. I've done a variety of croning ceremonies over these last 40 plus years. Some of these ceremonies have been for women who have wanted a private ceremony with themselves in nature, with a facilitator of the experience, so a very small ceremony in terms of numbers of people taking part. I also have done what you might call multiple cronings as part of a croning ceremony, and more than 15, probably even past 20 years ago, we started doing croning ceremonies at the Pagan Spirit Gathering, which is the largest gathering that Circle Sanctuary sponsors every year. And I helped birth Circle Sanctuary back in 1974. And Pagan Spirit Gathering is celebrating its 40th anniversary this year. And through most of those decades, we have had crones and croning. Early on, with Pagan Spirit Gathering, we began doing a crone at a time when we've done croning ceremonies. But then there was great interest in being able to have multiple people crone at once, and then from that evolved a whole croning program. I'm hoping that we will be able to gather again, hopefully in 2021. Hopefully the pandemic, we can get this behind us. I'm hoping that crone wisdom and crone magic will help move us forward with that. And each year at Pagan Spirit Gathering, those who feel called to do a croning ritual for themselves within community have an opportunity to sign up prior to the gathering or during the first part of the gathering. And our croning program includes discussions, a series of workshops and meditations, personal reflections, and it culminates typically later in the week of our week-long gathering with the croning ceremony. I developed this croning ceremony many years ago, and it's evolved over time as more women have become part of our croning community in the Pagan Spirit Gathering, and as I've worked with a variety of facilitators of our croning program. Indeed, while there may be several things that will be common to all those croning ceremonies within our gathering community, each one has been its own unique ceremony by virtue of those women who are taking part. What I'd like to do now is share with you a chant that I wrote initially for a croning ritual that I did in Florida at a women's gathering and at a feminist nature preserve. And I have used this croning chant as part of our croning ceremonies at Pagan Spirit Gathering and in other locations. And indeed, I have used this chant as part of a way of connecting with crone magic in the crone workshops that I have done over the years across the U.S. and in some other countries. Crone of earth, crone of soil, crone of air, crone of winds, crone of fire, crone of flames, crone of water, crone of sea, crone of planet, crone of land, crone of heaven, crone of cosmos, crone of spirit, crone of soul, crone of the circle, crone of mystery. Crone of the elements, crone of the directions, crone that is around us in many forms, crone that's within us. Come, guide us, guide our explorations and our croning reflections and meditations, transformations, now and in croning times to come. So be it. So, what is this about a croning ceremony? How did that come to be? Certainly, there have been ceremonies in many cultures across the world that have been connected with aging. And what has happened in the late 20th century, as women's spirituality has started emerging, and as as the pagan movement started emerging, so witches and feminists, pagans, druids, heathens, nature spirituality folk, feminists, eco-feminists, a variety of people have been transforming aging, transforming roles for women, transforming ways of viewing self and viewing women in society. And most importantly, there has been a redecorating of the halls of religion as more women have gotten involved in leadership, not only in terms of administrative tasks, but have been involved with ministry, with spiritual leadership, and part of the growth of the women's movement and gender equality movement has involved opening doorways for women in many walks of life. In addition to making changes in the larger society, there's been a making of changes within each person. And indeed, as we take a look at status of women in America over the last 50 years per se, women have gone from a time where they haven't been that prominent in the workforce, and indeed in the course of my lifetime, I was born in 1949, in the 50s, pretty much most women were staying at home. There were some career women. In fact, earlier in the 20th century, my maternal grandmother was one of those career women. She actually went and got a degree and went forth and into the workforce. And part of that was her feistiness and wisdom, and part of it was that my grandfather died early on in the marriage. And so to support four children, she knew that she needed to be a career woman. And my mother also was involved in government service. Was my grandmother and my mother involved in government service, as I have been in various forms earlier in this life, actually working, actually being an employee in the government, but in recent decades, being an advisor to local, state, and federal government, and being a consultant and an educator on diversity. So I've kept alive some of that women being out making change that's been in my own family system. But women in the 1950s were often characterized as being an adjunct to the father. And in the 1960s, a number of things started changing, and one of those had to do with birth control. And as more women were able to have more methods of birth control and change their reproductive rhythms, well, more women were able to go and do professional jobs. And there is a whole reemergence of feminism at this time, what was known as second wave feminist. And technically, I am a second wave feminist because I've been doing this work since the 1960s and the 1970s and continue to this day. But I don't keep myself totally in that category. I actually see myself as an intersectional feminist. And is that second wave, third wave, fourth wave? all combining them together, essentially. As people started taking a look at status of women, even the career women, and take a look at media, for example, well, there started to be women as television news anchors at the national level and some local and regional levels. That was good. But after a certain age, and it was mid-30s for a time, women were replaced with younger women. Now, if you were a male and you were in the media business, you could be quite old and continue to keep your job. Well, part of that whole dynamic with women and aging, there is even a thing, women don't tell their age, you need to look young and all of this. Well, I've never made my age a secret. I embrace all the phases of life, and as a crone, I am determined, as much as I'm able, to be one of the feisty crones, an activist crone, to have things get accomplished. And women, as they age, should become more visible, not invisible. And one of the great powers of croning ceremonies is the fact that it's a way of bringing visibility to older women within community settings and within the larger culture, within the larger world of which we are a part. I spoke at Cleveland State University at a women's conference, and I had the opportunity, in addition to speaking there, to take part in the whole conference and to attend some other presentations. Well, it was at that conference that I discovered a croning workshop. And I thought, well, I want to go find out about how the speaker is connected with croning. And indeed, as I took part in the workshop, I learned that croning had made its way into Christian women's circles. Indeed, the speaker was a woman who had a book club with other Christian women, and they were creating their own croning ceremonies. They got the idea from reading feminist theology and learning about women's circles that had a pagan underpinning, having croning ceremonies. And indeed, that idea spread even more as a result of that conference and as a result of people sharing their croning ceremonies, not only in printed ways, but as the World Wide Web and the Internet became more of a thing, then it made it possible for more information to go out about croning and crones. The word crone was getting reclaimed and transformed and being used by a lot of women for themselves. And the idea of croning ceremonies to celebrate aging, to have this be a wonderful thing, life-affirming thing, has continued to grow and spread. So what I'd like to do in the next part is share with you some considerations for croning ceremonies, and then I will share some very specific things that I've developed as croning traditions at croning ceremonies that I have done, not only at our gathering through Circle Sanctuary, but in my travels for other communities, at conferences, at women's centers, in many places. Well, when do you crone? When do you have a croning ceremony? It depends on the tradition, and it depends on the crone in the making. Most croning ceremonies happen for a woman after she has completed menopause. In some traditions, a woman beginning menopause can also do a croning ceremony, But over the years, as I've connected with people who have done croning ceremonies, it seems that the more common thing is after menopause has been completed. Now, menopause being menopause, there's the perimenopause, then there's the menopause, and then there's the after effect of menopause. And for some women, that can take a really long time. So each person has to really decide for themselves about that piece of it. For our pagan spirit gathering community, we ask that women have had menopause and not cycled for a year, ideally. It's not hard and fast, but that's typically what we've done. Now, some women go into menopause early due to some surgery or some other medical condition, and indeed, some people do not really have normal periods throughout their life, their reproductive life. So there is another dimension connected with croning rites, and that has to do with age. Now, in some traditions, it's age 50. In other traditions, it's age 54, 56, 58, it's somewhere in the 50s. In still other traditions, it's 60 or 65. Another dimension has to do with if one has had a family and one has no longer going to be having reproduction by adoption or by actually having children. But another piece of that is actually becoming a grandmother. So some people will crone when they are a grandmother. And yet I really think the main factor for croning has to be within one's own personal identity and one's readiness to embrace aging. And to do some inner work to get to the place where aging is seen as what it is. It's part of the natural rhythms of life. And so for us at Circle Sanctuary, typically it's not only women completing menopause, but having the psychological, spiritual, mental, emotional, social, physical readiness to be identified as a crone, not only for themselves, but within community. Why crone? Why would one want to go through a croning ceremony? Transform your personal identity. Celebrate yourself as your body, your physiology makes changes, as other life processes are in motion. It's a way of self-acceptance and celebration. But croning also can be a source of connections with others who have croned, to be part of the multicultural, interreligious, international, multilingual community of crones that are right here on planet Earth. So being able to experience oneself identity within community, the community of crones, and it's also looking at that much larger world, the web of life here on planet Earth that we are part of. I see another reason to crone is what you might call a social political one. By croning and saying, I celebrate my aging process, it sends a message not only to yourself, to others in the ceremony, to others in the tradition, but the more women who are embracing aging, embracing being crones, and having croning ceremonies, we are creating a way of being in the larger collective consciousness that elevates respect, understanding, celebration, honoring for older women. Who attends a croning ceremony? Well, let's take a look at choices regarding this. For some women, they do a self-croning. It is themselves and the divine as they work with the divine. Most often, though, the person doing the croning has at least one person, often several people, who are loved ones who are there to support the process and, if desired, to help facilitate the process. We've had a croning quest at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve, and the woman going through her croning did an all-night quest in a place where there were willows, one of the sacred plants of crones, by a stream, and spending the night doing reflection, all-night vigil, a crone connection, and then, as day came on, having a ceremony. Indeed, some people will actually have a sequence of events, and depending on what the croning event is, there may be large numbers of people, or just a handful, or some personal ones as well. So, a small group gathering, it may be of all women, and indeed many of the croning ceremonies that I have done for individual women who are going through that passage have been small groups of women, somewhere between a half dozen and three dozen or so. We gather in a circle, and in some cases, the woman being croned is the director of the ceremony. In other cases, then the woman being croned picks someone to help facilitate the group gathering, or someones. And indeed, at Pagan Spirit Gathering, we have our crone temple of wisdom coordinators and myself all taking part, all contributing to the ceremony. Some want a larger group ritual and may hold that ritual in connection with a Sabbath or a full moon circle. It may be part of a larger ceremony, or it might be a ceremony embedded within a festival. In some traditions, all women gather for the croning, but in other traditions, men and women, people of all genders, including gender nonconforming, all gather for the croning. For Pagan Spirit Gathering, we have the women who are in the croning program be identified as women by themselves, so self-identified. And there are parts that are open for the women in the croning community. And then there are also parts, including the main croning ceremony, where male family members, people of all genders, can watch and be present. And we have the great honoring of the crones after the croning ceremony at one of our community meetings, where each crone is there before people of all ages and identities, and it's a chance for the whole community, whether they were at the croning ceremony or not, to witness the crones and celebrate the crones and honor the crones. So who attends? It depends on the crone in the making and the tradition and the community that she's working with. Now let's look at some components for a croning ceremony. Preparation, the ceremony itself, and then the post-ceremony process. So what are some things for preparation? I think it really begins with the crone in the making, with a woman taking some personal time to reflect about aging, about one's life so far, calling to mind images of older women that have been inspirational earlier on in life and in the present time, doing some journaling, doing some meditation, taking part in a guided meditation, either through some recording or possibly through one or more people that one knows who can facilitate that. Having a period of reflection as part of that preparation is really key. Am I ready to crone? Why do I want to crone? What do I hope to get from croning? And when and where do I want to do it? And who do I want to be part of this experience? Do I want just one croning right in a bit? Or do I want to have several? So lots of things to reflect on and to consider. Creating the ceremony. This can be done by oneself, or if one's going to have some help putting the ceremony together, working with somebody who creates and facilitates croning ceremonies. I've been helping women craft croning ceremonies as part of my consultation practice. I've done it by telephone since the 1980s, but in recent years I'm doing it by Zoom for clients that prefer that method. So creating the ceremonial outline, figuring out readings and music and speakers and actions and symbols, location, time of day, whether to record it, video record it, audio record it. Haven't done a crone ritual live stream yet, but I suppose this workshop podcast is an example of a way to move into that direction. So deciding what one wants to have as crone symbols. I have encouraged women to consider having several different symbols to have with them as ceremonial tools and aids during the croning ceremony. Indeed, the croning ceremony at Pagan Spirit Gathering has these incorporated. So a crone can be crowned, and indeed a crone can crown herself. So you can find a crown, purchase a crown, craft a crown. It's amazing to see the wonderful crowns that have been crafted by crones over the years, and I have some pictures at the Selena Fox Updates page on Facebook of some crones in croning ceremonies. Lots of flowers and all sorts of things woven into the crown. And rather than being crowned, although I have been part of ceremonies where various pieces of clothing are put on the crone in the making, including the crown, well, we have the crones at our big summer solstice gathering crowned themselves. So you have the crone crown. There's the crone amulet. And early on, as we launched our croning program, we had a chance to make our own crone amulets. So this was the first year that we crafted crone amulets, and give thanks to Sandy Artist Fair for her artistry. and to all of our Crone coordinators over the year, including most recently Anna and Angie. So a Crone amulet could be a piece of jewelry you already have. It could be an amulet bag. It could be something you've crafted like this. Then we have the Crone staff. And I got, this is a staff that I've used in some croning ceremonies to actually cast the croning circle. And it can be a walking stick. It can be something you found in the woods. It can be something you have located and purchased at an art fair or online. Some women will take their crone staff and attach different things to it to personalize it and put some special meaning in. The staff is practical for a variety of reasons. As one ages, for some of us, we may need a little extra help with stability as we move around, but it's also a symbol of power, a kind of scepter, as you might consider it. So it not only can be an actual walking aid, but it can be something that you can use as a speaking stick, as a symbol of wise woman respect. And then there is the Crone throne. Now, often this takes the form at our summer gathering with women having a camp chair with a beautiful sarong put over it or some other piece of fabric. Some people have gotten really elaborate with their crone thrones. And here again, the crones come up with their own throne, with their own crown, with their own staff, their own amulet. And it's all brought to the croning ceremony. In addition to these symbols, some women will take a croning name. So as they go through the time of crone, they will use a name and take on that name as an additional name or as their new spiritual name, if they choose to do that. Not all women do that, but that's also an option. In addition to the name, the crown, the staff, the throne, the amulet, some other things that show up at croning ceremonies, crone garb. Indeed, I will often wear black or purple, which are colors of the crone, silver, another crone color. And wear my silver necklace sometimes. It's dressing in crone colors, having garments that are ritual garments. These all can be fabulous. Now, in some traditions, a scarf is given to each woman who crones during a croning ceremony. And this is energized and blessed. I did a croning ceremony nearly 20 years ago or so where a crone in the making crafted a vest, and during the croning ceremony, the vest was taken on as a ritual garment. And that can be just a fabulous way of marking croning identity. There are a variety of crone herbs that can be incorporated in the ceremony. Elderflower, making a tincture from that, making a tea from that. I love mint. It's connected with the underground. It spreads by underground runners. That can be a fabulous crone herb, as is willow, as I mentioned before. And things that you might not necessarily connect with the crone, but the oak, the mighty oak, that as it grows in size and age, there is a strength and endurance that is present. Crone gifts. Do you want to gift a crone if you're going to a croning ceremony? If you are having a croning ceremony for yourself, do you want people to gift you? That's all some things to consider. And clearly the crone circle, getting a sense of where the space is going to be and marking that space and getting things for that space, really important as part of preparation. For the actual ceremony itself, I'm going to share with you a brief outline of what I call the croning ceremony template that I developed many years ago and that has evolved over the years with the many crones to be who have been crones, with the many crone facilitators. So we have the gathering in. Crones of the making are coming together for that. They have all the things they've brought. People who are taking part, watching, observing the croning ceremony are there. We have the croning facilitators. We have the croning ceremony guardians. And we typically have a photograph taken of each class of crones at our summer solstice gathering. So we'll have somebody there to document it. And then after we've gathered in, and often there'll be somebody playing some music, might be a singing bowl or doing a drum or playing guitar or flute, something that gathers people together. And then when we are ready, we do a welcome. We honor the sacred space. I typically do that crone circle casting chant where I'm calling out the elements and the sacred directions associated with those elements in the tradition I'm rooted in. And then after we have created the crone circle, then we call forth each crone in the making by her name to come and be there, challenged as she comes into the space. And I'm glad to report that crones have decided to continue on with their croning. There's also the option not to if they choose. There's the anointing of the crones with the sacred elements. Salt, symbol of earth, blessing the body. Incense and feather, blessing the mind. Candle flame, blessing the will and stamina. Chalice of water, anointing with waters, holy waters, connected with blessing the emotions. Often a clear quartz crystal for the blessing of spirit. And so there is an anointing, a consecration of each of the crones taking part. And then we have the blessings of the triple goddess. We have those representing the maiden, young girls who are present at the ceremony. And often these are the young women who are going through or who have gone through their rite of passage into young womanhood. And they are there, they walk around the crones in a circle and do a blessing. Then we have the mothers who are present, not only mothers who have given birth to children and raised children, but mothers of many types. So those women who are in their reproductive years and who have done creative works and or have had children, it's time for the blessing of the mothers. And typically this, the women all gather around in a big circle around the crones and do a blessing. And then there is the blessing of the crone goddess. And so those in the crone community who've already croned will be around the crones. And often these crones will each give a piece of advice, short, but to say a few words of wisdom to the crones who are undergoing croning. Then we typically do a croning chant or have somebody do some croning music. And then we do what's called the crone crossing. Now, most croning ceremonies have the crone in the making go through some kind of a threshold. In our community and in other communities where I've done croning ceremonies, I like to use a broom. It's not leaping the broom, it's over the broom, like in a hand-fasting ceremony with the couple who've just been wed. No, the crone steps over the broom. And the broom is not only a symbol of hearth and home, as it is in other passage rites, but it can be a symbol of the wise old one and can serve as a threshold. And as the crone's about to step over the threshold of the broom, the crone will speak out her new name if she wants to take a new name, and the whole community uses that name with the word crone. So if the name is Sadie, it would be Crone Sadie. Sadie was my maternal grandmother's name. So Crone Sadie, and everybody is clapping and cheering and that type of thing. If you don't want to use a broom and you want some other marker of the transition, well, some people have gotten silver ribbons and created a curtain, put it up on either a doorway if it's indoors or some kind of a frame, and have the woman go through the silver ribbons. So, or it might be some other kind of threshold. So there's a lot of different ways to mark that passage. After going through the crone crossing, then the crone takes her place at the crone throne, which has been set up in advance. And so we then have all of our enthroned crones sitting before us. And once all the crones are sitting before us, each one speaks a message to the community. This can be a piece of advice. It can be some expression of thanksgiving or observation. But we, as a community, sit silent and listen to each crone share what she chooses to share. And then, as we conclude the ceremony, there's giftings. The crones gifting each other, and the community coming up and giving gifts to the crone. Depending on the year at our summer solstice gathering, pagan spirit gathering, if we have lots of crones croning in a particular year, the gifting piece might actually be a separate event. But it's an idea of sharing some special gifts, gifts of words, gifts of items. And then there is a thanksgiving, a benediction, a closing chant, and then there's a celebration. So, a crone party. Well, sometimes right after a crone ritual, there are refreshments. And if it's held in a home or it's held out in a park, there can be a variety of different activities and things served for the celebration that happens. There may be a crone feast, and that can be really fabulous. Some of the other things that can happen during a croning ceremony include a guided meditation. There may be some invocation of a particular form of the crone, depending on the tradition, and a time of joy and quiet, of noise, of reflection. So you'll get a range of different things that will happen during the ceremony. And then at the aftermath of a croning, well, what are some additional things that a crone, a newly croned crone, can do? I think the community connections are really important. Make sure you have a way of connecting with people then at your croning ceremony. If you're part of a group croning ceremony, exchange contact information so that you all can be together and continue to network. But another, what I call post-croning thing, is to do more reflection. And this time, the reflection is on integration. I encourage women to write about their croning experience. Writing prior to it, and then right after the croning has happened, making a note of what it's like to actually give voice, give words to what has transpired, to check dreams, to check insights and other things that will emerge. The croning piece is transformative, and part of that has to do with the preparation, part of it has to do with the energy of it, and part of it has to do with how one takes that energy in with the identity. I think another really good thing to do post-croning is to share some photos, videos, information about it happening on social media. Indeed, people share baby pictures at births and wedding pictures at handfastings and weddings. Well, croning, why not also share that? I see it's such a powerful message to see a woman who is up in years being happy about being up in years. I'm not trying to suggest that as we age, everything's going to be happy, happy all the time. But part of the great thing about the transformative power of croning ceremonies, one deepens the connection with the divine in a old wise woman way, makes connections that's a good support network as one ages, and one is part of the transforming of how aging is seen in the larger society of which we are a part. So what are some takeaways from this? I really think it's important to pay attention to older people and be respectful. Whether they've had a croning or a saging or a senioring or not, I do think that croning rituals can help raise consciousness about respect for the elderly. And I think what, regardless of your age or gender identity, I do think a takeaway from croning ceremonies is that aging is something that is part of the rhythms of life. And there are ways to age with wisdom and power and joy and connection, and to let croning be something that one looks forward to. I mentioned a couple other words, saging. And the saging word is often used for a comparable ceremony, a ceremony life passage for older men into the senior years. And senioring is a term that I birthed with the help of Bree, a transgender member of the Circle Sanctuary community, and having begun her life as male and then decided to shift into being female and went through the various things necessary physiologically and mentally for that. And then the third phase of life being a senior. So we talked about having this age passing ceremony and came up with senioring for gender nonconforming and for people that may want to call their aging ceremony that instead. Well, I want to give thanks to all of you who've been listening live and watching live on my Facebook live stream. And I want to give thanks to everyone who'll be listening later and watching later. I give thanks to the crone of earth and air and fire and water, of this planet and land, of sky and cosmos. The crone that dwells within us, the spirit and soul, the crone of the circle, the crone of the mystery. And may the crone watch over all of us and guide us and aid us now and in times to come. So mote it be. So for more information about life passage ceremonies, other ways of celebrating the seasons and cycles of the moon, I invite you to check out the Circle Sanctuary website. I have some of my writings there and some things by others there, and my own webpage, selenapox.com and circlesanctuary.org. Follow us on social media. If you aren't already looking at our YouTube channel, I'm hoping to get this workshop podcast live stream. It will be live streamed and archived on my Selena Fox update page on Facebook, but I'm hoping eventually get that up to YouTube. I've started putting more chants and things up on my YouTube channel, so go to Selena Fox on YouTube and you can subscribe and find out more there. Circle Sanctuary has a YouTube channel as well, and invite you to go there. And of course, we're on Instagram and Twitter and Circle Sanctuary Community on Facebook. And to find out more about our podcasting network, CSNP, be sure to go to CSN Podcast on Facebook. You will see news of upcoming shows there, all the various podcasts that are done by our team. And in closing, giving thanks to Jeanette and David Ewing, who help with management and engineering, as well as podcasting, Moon Magic, Deborah Rose, who does Circle Talk, and Laura Gonzalez, who does Lunatic Mondays in English, and there's also Spanish there. She does multilingual podcasting and Pagans of the World, which is in three languages now, Portuguese, Spanish, and English. I give thanks to all of you who have been tuning in and wish you all many blessings. Thank you, and may the crone continue to be honored and celebrated and to inspire us all as we age. Many blessings.
It's really no big deal. It's really no big deal. And this is Everyday God.
She's a mother off to work. She is driving in her car. She's a goddess in the elevator, rising like a star. They say she's working like a man, but they don't understand. She's dancing with the goddess in her heart. She's that woman on the phone.
Sanctuary Network Podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNPodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.